And here's what I want you to determine while you listen. I want you to determine, first, how many different composers are involved here? Is this the music of one composer, of two composers, of three different composers? Just take a guess. The second thing I want you to determine, and perhaps this is more important than the number of different composers, is where might the composer or composers of this music be from? Is there a national signature to any of this music? Does it sound Italian? Does it sound Germanic? Does it sound French? Does it sound Russian? Does it sound Burmese? I mean, as best as you can tell, is there a national signature to this music? All three of these pieces were written about the year 1750. I'll tell you who and what they are after we've listened, but first, just listen. The first of them. The second one. And the third. How many different composers? One, two, three? I would tell you three different composers. Different composers for each of these pieces. The nationality? French, German, Austrian, Italian? No, they're all Slavs. They're all Bohemian. Does this music sound like Central European music? Is there any Slavic signature whatsoever? No. The first piece was by Jan Stamets, the second one by František Benda, and the third by František Richter. There's no Slavic signature whatsoever. This, my friends, is the cosmopolitan style. Individual personalities, individual nationalities, subsumed within a single period style. Let's go back to our middle class and what they want. Oh, this new middle class, they want so much. They're such rabble. But again, their needs and wants will be addressed by the sheer number and power of their growing influence. They want what the founding dads of the United States called the pursuit of happiness, what I would prefer to call the pursuit of entertainment. What are they going to do in their leisure time? I mean, are they going to go out and buy a new game for the computer? Are they going to sign up for some more channels through their video dish? Frankly, they do not have electronic media. They could not even get another course from the teaching company, even if they wanted one. Music becomes the essential leisure time consumable. That becomes their primary form of entertainment. So another question I must ask is, what sort of music does this new middle class, and by the way, the new class of aristocrats of this era, what sort of music do they want? What sort of music will they consume? Let's listen to an excerpt. Again, the Bach Brandenburg Concerto, number 2, third movement. Will they prefer this sort of music? And if not, why not?